municipal and Senate elections that took place in the Czech Republic over the weekend have no clear winners, but they do have several losers. In the local elections, independent candidates won the most seats on municipal councils, while the coalition Civic Democrats suffered a serious setback, losing most big and medium-sized towns and cities, including the Czech capital. In the first round of voting for seats to a third of the Senate, 22 Social Democrat candidates made it to the second round, followed by 19 Civic Democrats. Jan Richter has been following developments and joins me now in the studio. So Jan, who is the winner?
Well, Daniela, I think the parties are still arguing about that. Prime Minister Petr Nečas says voters clearly supported the reform agenda of the government, whereas the opposition Social Democrats are saying that people voted against it. But if we look first at the local elections, the highest number of votes, as you said, went to independent candidates. These are various local groups that only run in a particular city or town. So you could say that they won the local elections, although they do every single time because they also have the highest number of candidates running. Out of the parties that are in the Czech parliament, the Civic Democrats won the second highest number of posts, which might seem like a victory, but it's really not, because compared to the previous elections 4 years ago, they lost around 800 seats. This time around, they also lost most big cities in the Czech Republic. They, in fact, only won in Plzeň and Teplice. And most importantly, and for the first time ever, they lost Prague. And what is interesting here is whom they lost it to. The party that won in the Czech capital is the coalition partner, the conservative Topo 9. The head of the Civic Democrats and Prime Minister Petr Nečas thought one of the reasons why the Civic Democrats did not do that well this time around was that the voters might have been tired with the Civic Democrats, who have in many places been governing on municipal level ever since the first elections in 1994.
Máme problémy, které jsou třeba výsledkem nějaké dlouhodobější vnitřní nestability, špatné.
We are experiencing problems that could stem from a long-term inner instability, the tarnished reputation of some of our leading representatives, or voters just might be tired of the long presence of the Civic Democrats on municipal councils. That's natural. There are cities and towns where the mayor has been a Civic Democrat ever since 1994, when the party first ran in local elections. This is also a factor which comes up.
Interestingly, though, Daniela, some voters were not tired of the Civic Democrats, for instance, as I said, in Teplice or Kladno, or in fact in most districts in Prague on the municipal level where the Civic Democrats won. So it seems that the voters were really tired of them only in places where the party was doing things the voters didn't quite like.
Now, many commentators claim that these elections would be a vote on the policies of the central government. We're talking about a hard-hitting austerity package. So how did the opposition do?
Well, Daniela, the Social Democrats, they did fairly well, better than they did in the previous election 4 years ago. And they also managed to win in some important cities, like in Brno, where it was the first time they won, and in Ostrava. When you look at the Communists, the other opposition party, they lost, in fact, around 1,000 posts on municipal councils around the country, which shows, I think, that the local elections were not really about the government's policies. When people voted the Civic Democrats out, they did it because of what they were doing in their town or city rather than what they were doing on the national level.
Right, Jan. What we also saw were elections to a third of the Senate, the first round of elections. What was the outcome there?
No senator was elected in the first round, which, by the way, saw the highest turnout ever for Senate elections. Just below 45% of Czechs came to the ballots. In the second round, the 27 Senate seats will be contested by 22 Social Democrats, 19 Civic Democrats, 5 Topo 9 candidates and 8 candidates for other parties. Now, if the Social Democrats do really well, they might gain a majority in the upper house of the Czech parliament. All they need is to convert 12 candidates, turn 12 candidates into senators. That would mean a certain inconvenience for the government of Petr Nečas and its reform agenda, but the ruling coalition does have a majority, a comfortable majority in the lower house, which can overturn any Senate veto. So it will be an inconvenience, but not much more than that.
In this connection, will the outcome of the elections have any impact on the government's stability?
Well, not according to the Prime Minister. Petr Nečas just said the local elections and the general elections that took place in May were completely different things.
V žádném případě nepřipustím, aby výsledek těchto voleb měl vliv na složení koalice.
In no way will we allow the result to have any impact on the composition of the ruling coalition or its work. That I would consider a grave political error. The results of these elections will not change the situation within the coalition at all. The coalition was set up on the basis of the outcome of May's general election and on the basis of a coalition agreement. Local elections have no effect on that.
However, we might see more tension in the government because the smallest coalition party, Public Affairs, they did really poor in both elections, both the municipal and local elections. So in the future, in the coming weeks and months, we might see them seek more attention and see them expressing reservations to the government's reform drive to score higher with the Czech voters.
Well, thanks to Jan Richter there.